service is good. You have good church. Greetings to all of you from our church from Turkish. Hallelujah. So I pleased to hear living worship and God's presence is here, and I feel special feeling about country music. I love that, and it's so nice. Yeah, for me, it's pleasure for me to hear that. Hallelujah. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. I love Jesus. Do you? Hallelujah. And as Pastor Jeff said before, I was repenting in 1991, but in 1995 I have been to Holland to mission congress there. 7,500 people from different countries were gathering together, and we worship God, youth conference, youth congress, and God put into my heart love to Muslim people, people who were far away from me in my culture, in my thought, in my life. When I came first time to the church after collapsing of Soviet Union, 1991, if you know, I had just one desire, to immigrate to the United States. And I thought, probably I will find some girl to marry and immigrate. So, I thought there is no God at all. But I was atheist at the time, and Satanist even. But I thought I need to pretend like I'm Christian and immigrate to the United States. But God take me in His hand. I have been really repented, and I said, never I will go United States. Never. I will go in difficult places of the world to serve God. But now I'm staying here. So. We just have to obey Him, because He is the Lord. He knows plans, and we have to trust our life to Him without our plans. Just obey Him. And I know why I'm here, but probably I don't know all of them, all of these plans, all of His plans, but I know something. So I'm glad to share to you and main topic why I'm here, in my opinion, it's to invite you to come Turkish. Maine. So, you're welcome. Especially youth generation, you're welcome. Muslim world, China and India waits on you. They are waiting on you. Because 4 billion people living there, they don't know Jesus. Also Africa. 4 billion. And when Jesus said to us, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to all nations. Yeah. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel.
Are we waiting?
Yeah. So that's not easy to say, and that's not easy to accept. I get this love in my heart to Turkish people and to Muslim people, especially in Eastern people, in 1996. Because New Year's celebration, all of us we were gathering together and praying about Turkey, like window to the Muslim world, in that Congress, Youth Congress. And I felt love to the people since then. And I came back to my country, to our church, and I started to pray and ask people in church to pray about Turkey and Muslim world. And we were praying several years. And you ask me, why I didn't come to Turkey before? Why I didn't come? Why? Yeah, this is smart. Huh? No opportunity. Ah, who said? Good job. Fear. Probably if I'm inviting you today to come Muslim world and serve God, and you will hear confirmation from the Lord. But this point, fear. I am normal young person and I need to live. I want to live. I don't want to be killed. And I want to have family and children and normal life. Like all of you. Praise Jesus for every family here. Praise Jesus for every young person here. And I needed God to raise me up. And you know, 8 years I have been praying and love to these people in one moment became bigger than my fear. So you need to pray and read and search God after your love will be bigger than your fear. And you have to know calling of God, because I'm inviting you, but you have to listen to God. Because he will give you your direction and your calling and your place in the world. But he sent me here, and if I'm here, at least one person from this hall. No, I'm not in vain here. So, or probably you just will pray for me. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, please. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. And we started, I have been 3 years in Turkey already, since 2004. And we have church there, you can come and help us. And this month, I mean not this month, this year, last year I have been traveling to the United States and preaching in every corner and inviting people to come. And in state New York we found some young people, they had desire to come, and they get together later and they prepare themselves like group. And we were close to that point when they have to come, but in this time in Malatya, in middle of Turkey, happened some situation I will explain you now. Turkey has 78 million of population, around 2,000-3,000 born again Christians. 78 million of population, 2,000-3,000 born again Christians. We have even less number of Christians than, for example, Iran or Iraq or Syria or Lebanon. So Turkey needs gospel much more than countries and further to the east. It is why I'm inviting you to help us. Because our churches is weak and they don't know how to do such stuff like worship and main important stuff for the church. Or praying or interceding or any important stuff. So we need you. And these young people, they were preparing to come. And in Malatya, it's regional center of Turkey. We have 80 regional centers. One of them Malatya, and there was small church around 15 people or 12 people. And this church had pastor missionary from Izmir, Turk, but from another city. And they had also this brother from Germany, missionary from Germany. He arrived there with his three girls and wife, and they were serving there. One day in church came 6 young people, Turkish people. And when new people come to the church, what is the reaction of church? Yeah. Church was excited. 6 young people. Wow. These young people started to pray and visit every service and be nearer and closer to the pastor. And all of people were excited about that. As we are excited when people come to the church. One day they have Bible reading or Bible study in Bible society building. And these young people came there. There was pastor, two Turkish Christians, and this brother from Germany. They were studying Bible. And these six young people from church, they came and knocked the door. And pastor opened the door because this is their people from church. And these six people, they enter and they said, "We will kill you like pigs." And they bound them to such chairs, their legs and feet and arms. And they started, they brought knives for meat, big knives for kitchen. And they started to murder them slowly during 3 hours. It was just several months ago, 3 or 4 months ago in Turkey. They started to cut their fingers, first of all, and they take a video, record video by cell phone and how they do it. And they cut fingers and they cut every finger in small pieces, and they forced every person to see how they cut his own finger. And after that they cut every toes from their feet. They believers from church. And after that they cut their noses and ears. And after that they castrated them. And every time they cut in pieces and forced every person to see like they do that for another person. And they make many stabs in different places of body. For example, this Turkish pastor, he had 160 and more stabs. And they were still alive, still living. So 3 hours. And maybe in your church sometimes it's happening that someone is late for the service. Happening, yeah? Or no? One brother was late for his luck probably, I don't know. Or no, because already all of them in heaven already. So all of us, we need to die sometimes. So, and he was knocking in the door, but nobody is opening because door locked from inside. And he heard screaming and gargling, and like, because blood and all of these sounds like that. And he ran and called police, and police knocked the door and shout, "I'm police, open the door." And that time, master head of this company, he jumped out of the window with 5th floor. He tried to escape, but he fall and crashed his head. So people don't know who was organizing them, because he just was connecting chain. They were students from Islamic college, because they have Islamic colleges. And how Muslims representing themselves here in the United States, I'm shocked. Because they are lying. We are good religion, we are so soft and kind. We have been to Florida, to Miami. Last year I have been there, and one church asked land for church building. And after them, Musk asked. Church was rejected, but they give place for Musk and for school, like public school, not public, but for people in this building, same building. So me and another pastor, we came to, I don't know, mayor house or governor house to talk. How it's happening, because it is Christian land, how it's happening here. So me and another pastor and me, oh, that's okay, that's better in English. So we went there and we told, but they said nothing. We don't have, this is not our decision, and different explanation. They were so kind people. I don't know how, they probably also forced by some person, because they good people, these people. And after that, we said, we need, in this church, African-American church, who asked this land, for this land, we talked to this pastor, he's good pastor, and he said, we made demonstration, but unsuccessfully, because just 400 people we asked to for our land. And we said, okay, we can go to another pastors and ask them to be in this process. We went to one Baptist church, big church, 5,000 people. And we started to talk to them, and they said, we're not going to do anything about this situation, because we have mosque nearby us 30 years, and we have no problem with them. I said, you don't know what you're talking about. Please come to Turkey, and you will feel, you will feel what it means Muslim religion, what it means Muslim culture, what it means, you will feel it. So I'm not against Muslims like people, because 90% of people in Turkey, they're really good people. Because they don't know Quran, they don't obey the commandments of it. But people who studied, who became zealots of Quran, they can kill another person for religion, because there is commandment, you have to kill people who believe in many gods or worship many gods, and we are worshiping, in their opinion, three gods, but we are worshiping one God. So when it happened in Malatya, after that police came and they started to shoot in the door, and these guys, young guys, they cut throat every brother from ear to ear, and they opened door. Police came in and it was finished, over. And after that, every missionary from this city left. They left, all of missionaries left. And churches fall apart. Just three people left in this church, for example. Missionaries left. And those wives, they said officially in television, they said, we forgive these people because they don't know what they do. It was so great. It was a depiction of love, God's love, Christian love. Because Christians forgive people who kill them. Wow, it was so great. But for us, it was not so good, because team from New York, they said, we will not come, we won't come. Because we had three girls, 20 years old, in that team from New York. And they said, our parents afraid for us. They don't want to send us in Turkey. We started to pray, Jesus, please send them. And they changed their mind. They said, if you skip Malatya, that city, we will send our young people. And they sent, praise God, they weren't afraid. These young people came and they were a great blessing for us. Great blessing for our church, just 2 weeks. They prepared drama, you know, like pantomime, how to say, pantomime. Like Adam and Eve, they were created and God's spirit was blown into, and after that they Satan given them fruit and they sinned. They sinned, and after that Satan was, ruling over them. And after that, Jesus came and saved them from death, from sin. And they were, without language, they were able to preach gospel. We rented theater in the downtown of Istanbul, in the very downtown. And we made this evangelization there, and we made evangelization outside in the streets, and we went to one city in the eastern part. It's nearby Iran. People are black there, like they totally different from Istanbul people, and they closed for, they don't want to listen to us. We started to talk and they turned their faces. They don't want to talk because they're afraid of their own community. And there, in one, there was just one missionary lady, 60, 70 years old, from United States. And she started to work to with women in the city, and like Oklahoma City, no church. I heard about some Iranian home group, but no real church there. And because there is almost no Iranians, and other people, Kurdish people, there live there, and there is in there a war situation there, and we were afraid to go there, but we went there and praise God for that, because there is no church, and Jesus didn't say you have to go just there where is church. You have to go everywhere and preach gospel. And we went there and we separated us for 2-3 people and we went outside with Bible to preach gospel. It was interesting. Every one of us found people to talk and share gospel. And one of our group found disco, the owner of disco dances. And we went there and started to talk to young people there, and we started to dance. Normal dances, disco, secular. All of us, we were dancing there, like, no, except me, because I'm religious. I dance just for Jesus. This is my religion. And it was amazing, because all of Easterners, they were exciting. Americans came to our disco, they danced with us, and we were dancing, and after that they said, okay, it was your program. Disco was like this hall, like this building, etc. And now we will show our program, and they called their friends, invite their friends, and we showed this drama and another tricks. One brother was always representing tricks. He took a handkerchief and showed it, and after that waving, hop, there is no handkerchief. Outside of the street, and people gathering around, men gathering, like serious men, they gathering, starting to laugh, and he invited them to this drama. It was amazing. And after that he has some balls, lighting balls, like lamps, small red balls, and he started doing stuff like that. It was so stupid. I said, especially at night, it's so amazing. It's how he can preach gospel in such way. But that's wonderful. He was most successful. He drove much more people to church than any other. And Drew, praise Jesus, hallelujah. And I see your church also creative. I see your worship. I see. You're different. That's good. And we danced there, and we made this worship, and we made this drama. And interesting that girls there, they cover it like that. They dancing in this, all of this stuff, you know, the disco. And yeah, and when we made this drama, all of them start screaming, this is Adam and Eve, this is Satan, they sinned, this is devil, this is Jesus, he died for their sins, in Turkish. I understand Turkish, and I was amazed, without interpretation. After that, we explained them, same gospel. Brother started to speak this trigger, and I interpret his preaching. Wow! I cannot express this feeling of excitement and joy when you have been to such place, preach gospel in such dangerous place. God protect you. We see a lot of people who are converting, who are repenting. I don't know about conversion, we can look later. But they were repenting and they were accepting. It was so great. Wow. After that we went to Antioch. If you know Antioch, Turkey is probably most touristic and most Christian country in the world, in past tense, in history. Because seven churches of Revelation, there, Antioch there, Tartus there, old. Constantinople, there is a lot of beautiful Mediterranean. There is many places of great civilization, archaeological places like Ephesus and Roman Empire, Greek Empire, Urartu, Osman Empire, many empires, Christian Orthodox Empire, many interesting places. So if you will come, you will see all of this beautiful stuff and same time serve God. Cool. You're welcome. So and if you will go to heaven, that's also good. Anyway, you wanna do it, aren't you? Me? I don't know how to do that. So we need your help. And after that we went to Antioch. First place where a Christian, where I called Christians. You know, there is many Arabs. Syria nearby. Beautiful place. Amazing, beautiful. And they are really open. They gladly listen to gospel. Almost every person outside. And secret is in churches of Antioch. They said during all of this 2000 years, there are never kissed prayers, Christian prayers in this city. And it is why atmosphere really open, people accepted. After that we went to Ephesus, and after that we went to Smyrna, mountain, and there are poor people, Kurdish people, they are really poor. They have homes without roof, and by winter snow falling and they covering themselves by bags, like plastic bags, children. And they have lices and all of stuff like that. And they don't have shower for many days. So when you go there, you have to have love to them, to be patient, because children, every nation, they need love. And they have limited love. So I am amazed about our brothers because they were so lovely to those children. They were gladly kissing, hugging them. And you don't need this. If you will come there, they will run and jump on you and hug you and kiss you, and 50 of them will kiss you and and hug you. And you have to kiss them too. And that's nice. Hallelujah. And we started to do drama there in the mountain. It, like, you cannot go straight there. Mountain, we thought you go by rocks and climbing after to get to homes. And after that, like this mountain after that, oh, it's, I cannot express, my English is limited, sorry for that. And we made drama there. And after drama, kids started to scream, do it again, do it again, do drama again, please, please, please. About Jesus' death and resurrection. Our one brother was from New York. He is policeman, he bodybuilder, he 40 years old, bodybuilder, strong and bold, a real police. And he played Satan in this drama, and he was beating Jesus. And he, and while this children running to him and beating him, don't touch Jesus! That's amazing, that's amazing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus for openness of these people. For these kids, poor kids in Muslim country. 99.8% Muslims. But there is people who open for Jesus. And when this group, this our team, my friends, my near friends already, they were going back to their country, to New York. They were weeping. They didn't want to leave Turkey. They said, America is so closed. Turkey is open for Jesus. You know, I'm so glad for them, and we are blessed by them because we cannot do that. So we can do some part, they can do another part. And together we were happy because we saw such blessing and miracles and great. And God gave His happiness. For months I was like drunk. And they too, we were emailing each other because God gave His happiness if we obey Him, even risking our lives. So it's nice. I invite you to come. If you have some questions, we can talk after. But now I would like to show you some DVD. Maybe I forget something, Pastor Jeff. That's okay? Yeah. We can show you some DVD. If you want to come, please, you can talk to me. If you want Russian version, if you want English. Sure. Бог да благословит вас. God bless you in Russian. Thank you. And one word after that, one short. So,
beautiful, influential, and colorful countries in the world. It has a generally warm climate and a very favorable geographical location. That's why this land has always been a desired feast by various nations and empires throughout the world's history. Over the last 4,000 years, it was a cradle for several mighty civilizations. Numerous historical monuments all over the country are the silent reminders of their former glory. Probably the most important for us is the fact that Turkey was the main region where Apostle Paul had ministered. The same was the birthplace of the first Christian revival spreading throughout Asia. It also was a place for the ministry of Timothy, Titus, Apostle John, and other New Testament heroes. Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, spent the last years of her life on this land. It was also a home for seven churches in the Book of Revelation, and later was the home of the well-known capital of Christianity, Constantinople, which is now modern Istanbul. The city's name was changed in 1453 when it was conquered by Muslim Turks under the leadership of Sultan Fatih. History tells us that the blood of the slaughtered Christians in some places reached up to the horse's bridle, and at night in this blood you could see the reflection of the moon, the stars, just like the one fixed on the official flag of Turkey. From that moment on, Istanbul has become the capital of the Ottoman Islamic Empire, covering vast territories and many countries. 99.8% of the Turkish population is Muslim, firmly believing that Islam is the most modern and true religion, meant to bring peace and prosperity, not only for them, but also for the rest of the world. That's why Turkey is trying to integrate into the European Union, ultimately to be able to subdue Europe under Islam. Besides this, Iran is preparing for the fulfillment of Muhammad's sixth commandment, war with the unfaithful. And according to the plan of the well-known terrorist organization Al-Qaeda, by the year 2020, the Kingdom of Islam will be established all over the world through military overrun that is supposed to take place simultaneously in every nation. At this time, their main task is to send out Islamic missionaries everywhere and integrate them into the Christian world. In Western Europe, church buildings are gradually turning to mosques. This happens because humanist clergy and priests shelter Muslim refugees, allowing them to practice Islamic ceremonies and decorate walls according to their religion. When Turkey declared its freedom of faith and religion, the reality proved to be absolutely different. Last Christmas, two brothers and I gave a waving testament on the main street of Istanbul. And God preserved us from beatings and persecution because of the prayers of the saints. But, unfortunately, a couple days later on the same spot, American evangelists were beaten up, and one of them even lost his teeth. The song took place on the main street with many tourists and police nearby. This February, one Catholic missionary priest was shot to death by a radical teenage religious fanatic. After the caricatures about Muhammad came out, evangelists and evangelist churches were attacked, although no accounts of murders were mentioned. Turkey is a radical and patriotic nation. This is proved by the war of 1915, when barehanded, naked, shoeless Turks, though losing 500,000 people in the battle, overthrew 4 technologically developed countries, Great Britain, France, Australia, and Russia, in their attempt to conquer Turkey. The predominant part of the Turkish population has the same spirit of patriotism towards Islam. In May 2006, one of the highest legislative bodies of Turkey developed a law that would limit the influence of Islam on the Turkish government for the sake of the country's integration into the European Union. On the 18th of May, one prominent warrior, Nazirkin Arslan, with the words, "I am the warrior of Allah," entered the Department of Justice building and shot 5 leading lawyers working on his law. As a result, the head of the commission, Cezel Cezelyan, was killed and others were wounded. The Turkish heart is very hard, piled in stones and water with acid. That's why in the Islam world, it can sometimes take years to turn even a few of the Muslims to Christ. Those who obey God's call to preach the gospel to every creature find themselves in a despicable atmosphere here. Being screamed at on the filthy streets, bad manners, hatred towards Christ, lies and deceit, amorality, and an overall spiritual heaviness are common in Turkey. The gospel is being preached in different ways, by spreading the word of God in Christian literature in Turkish, Arabic, Iranian, and other languages, through participation in various community programs, through radio, and through evangelism among students and society. There are functioning Bible schools. Slowly but surely, churches are growing. More and more people, by the grace of God, open their hearts and share their needs as they come to Christ. God's love gives strength to endure, to forgive, to minister, to serve, and to withstand. The Lord spoke to me several months ago. If the West won't take care of the East, then the East will take care of the West. As you know, the East is already moving into the West, and it is vital that the Christian world begin bringing the gospel to the East with more power and fervor. 4 billion people need salvation and the gospel. So I invite you to come. We will minister together. We will take the word of God to those people. May the majority of people in these nations come to know God and go to heaven together with us.
Thank you very much. Dear Pastor, thank you for your opportunity for me to share this message. Thank you for your love. Thank you, brothers. If you have questions or desire to come, I am here after service. I love you. Thank you. This is cup for tea. I want to give like a present for you. When you will drink tea, you will bless food and turkey too. Hallelujah. Thank you for your attention. Thank you, Pastor. We'll give Igor one of our cups, and when he drinks, he can pray over our church as well. Yeah. Let's pray, and we're going to have some fellowship. There's a lot of food back in the fellowship hall, and any questions you might have for Igor,